Adam Center, New York, Monday, October 13th, 1890. Yesterday was a beautiful day, clear and mild. The time was well filled by meetings, preaching, and instruction. I spoke to a full house in the afternoon. Some Seventh-day Adventists were present, and many not of our faith. I am told that there were more from outside present than had ever been at the meeting before. My text was John 17, verse 18. I had much freedom in speaking the words of life to those present. The Lord, I know, gave me His Spirit and His grace in rich measure and a decided testimony for His people. There were many whose hearts seemed to be softened and subdued by the Spirit of the Lord. I have been requested to speak upon temperance. May the Lord guide me in regard to the subjects to present to the people. I consented to speak Monday night. Brother Place spoke last night, and the words were meet in due season, for the Lord spoke through him. At 10 o'clock I went again into the meeting house, and spoke in the business meeting, and read an appeal which was written October 12, 1875, in regard to the necessity of following up the labors put forth during the camp meetings with personal effort and with publications. This will fasten the ideas already received. The ministers were invited to Sister DeLoss Green's, and we had a social season together. I praise the Lord that in our feebleness we may take hold upon divine power. Monday afternoon, a horse and buggy was furnished us, and Sarah and I rode to Adams. We find Adams is a larger place than Adams Center. There are more business places, and yet Adams Center is by far the most pleasant and attractive. There are but few stores here. It is decidedly a Seventh-day Baptist settlement. I spoke in the evening to a full house. The congregation paid the most marked attention. The ventilation was not good, and some eyes were heavy, and I requested them to arise and sing, "I Will Follow Thee, My Savior," which had the desired effect. The position was changed, and all seemed aroused to hear the words spoken. I had much freedom in speaking from 2 Peter 1, dwelling upon the precious promises. My special burden is to arouse the laymen in the church to action, that every individual shall sense his duty to become a worker together with God.